In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. What's happening in the book of Hebrews? These people that are Jewish converts to Christianity are thinking that they're going to go back to the temple. And the one who wrote this book called Hebrews encourages them not to, encourages them to remember Jesus, to look upon Jesus, how at first when they gave their lives to Jesus, they suffered. Now they're tired of suffering. They say, we're going to go back to the temple. No. And the one who wrote this book said, no, you can't go back. You have to go forward and you have to believe. And so 11 is the whole chapter on faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What does substance mean? Not a bubble that has no substance. But listen, this desk has substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Somebody stopped me yesterday. They were in a truck. They said, you prayed for me while I was in the truck. My knee had been bothering me and I was healed. The conviction of things not seen. I didn't see it, but God did it by grace through faith. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. In other words, they lived by faith, our ancestors. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God. In other words, that the whole world was prepared, created by the word of God, so that what is seen, the ocean, was made from things that are not seen, are not visible. In other words, God created the ocean, the mountains, by his word. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this, he received approval as righteous, righteous Abel. God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith, he still speaks. Do you know? Father Power speaks through his faith. People go to his grave to ask for blessings. He still speaks through his faith because people are going there receiving from God. He still speaks by faith. Enoch was taken, so he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he pleased God. Why did he please God? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Is your faith in your faith? No, no, no. My faith is in the substance of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of heaven and earth, who died for our sins, who was buried, and who rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You know, you can have all the religion you want, but without faith in believing God, the substance of things hoped for, you can't please God. You can't please God. We need faith, living faith to please God. Living faith that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, that through his death, burial, and resurrection, he has set us free, and that we one day will share in the glory of God in heaven. God, for whoever would approach him, must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Do you seek God? Do you seek the face of Jesus in the morning? Do you seek the Lord? By faith, Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen. In other words, there was going to be a flood. And what did Noah do? He started to build an ark while the sun was shining. They must have thought he was crazy. He built the ark. He respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteousness that is accordance with faith. By faith, Noah built an ark while the sun was shining. And I'm sure people are saying, you're crazy. You're crazy. Look at, we're in the desert. It is beautiful here. You don't need an ark. What's the ark going to float on dirt? No, but by faith he did it. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out to a place that he was to receive, that's the Holy Land, as an inheritance. And he set out not knowing where he was going. Yes, the scripture says, and Abraham went, not asking any questions. Abraham went and followed the lead of God into Israel. By faith, he stayed a time in the land that had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. What was the promise? That God would bring them into this land, and that they would be numerous, as many as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. That's heaven. Heaven. The Holy Land is just an image of heaven. By faith he received power of procreation. That means when he was old, he was able to have a child, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, Abraham, and from one as good as dead, Sarah, descendants were born, as many as the stars of the heaven and innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. When God says something, he's going to do it. We remember that the three people, or the angels, or was God, came into the place of Abraham, and they said, next year at this time, you're going to have a baby boy. They laughed. They called the baby Isaac, which means laughter. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. In other words, they did not receive the promise of Jesus. They did not see Jesus, but they died in faith. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. Do you know that you're a stranger and foreigner on the earth? Do you know that your home is in heaven? I was speaking to the children yesterday, and I said, do you know what the world offers us? The world offers us places to shop on a Sunday. The world offers us to play ball or football on a Sunday to keep people away from Mass. The world offers us these things, and we have to receive not the world, but the kingdom. In this way, make it clear that they were seeking the homeland, that's heaven. If they had been thinking of the land they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desired a better country, that is a heavenly one. We have our citizenship in heaven. From there we await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will come in glory. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. Yes, to live by faith, he has prepared a city for them. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, what I have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. That Jesus went to prepare a place for us who believe. Yes, who believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered Isaac. Isaac was supposed to be the one to whom Abraham's children would be born. And God asked him in the 22nd chapter of Genesis to offer Isaac. He who had received the promises was ready to offer up his only son, of whom he had been told, it is through Isaac that descendants shall be named for you, through Isaac. He considered the fact that God is able even to raise someone from the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive him back, of course. Abraham offered Isaac, but God caught, they had a ram in the thicket, and they offered the ram up. But he was the one who said, I'm going to offer Isaac because God asked me to offer Isaac. But you see, everyone was offering their firstborn to God. So he thought it was very natural to offer Isaac, but Isaac was not killed. He was not killed. There was a ram in the thicket that Abraham found. By faith, Isaac invoked blessings for the future of Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the Exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions about his burial. Yes, we see that the 12 sons of Jacob would inhabit the land of promise that Abraham was promised. Let's look at the faith. By faith, Moses was hidden by his parents, yes, because they were going to kill the Hebrew babies, for 3 months after his birth, because they saw that the child was beautiful, and they were not afraid of the king's edict that was to kill all babies. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called a son of Pharaoh. That's right. A son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God. In other words, persecution. He gave up the power to become a prince by following the command of God. Choosing rather to share ill treatment, persecution, with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. I tell you, the fleeting pleasures of sin is that something seems pleasurable now, but it's going to end and it'll get you to hell. We have our citizenship in heaven. He considered abuse suffered for the Christ to be greater than the wealth and treasures of Egypt. He gave up the princedom of Egypt to follow the Lord, and that's what he did. For he was looking ahead to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt unafraid of the king's anger, for he persevered as though he saw who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkled blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. He did this by faith. He did this by faith. And what happened? God chose this Moses to lead his people through the Red Sea, and that through the sprinkling of the blood on the doorpost, he would not send the angel of death to touch them, but the angel of death would be sent to Pharaoh and all those who did not have the blood on their doorposts. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea, that's right, as if it were dry land, but when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, they went through the Red Sea. I tell you, you might have many Red Seas that you've got to go through that are very big Red Seas. And God wants to help you through them, but you've got to have faith. You say, what's my Red Sea? Maybe your Red Sea is your child that's taking drugs. And you are requesting God to deliver this child from drugs and to bring him to Jesus. Whatever your Red Sea is today, God wants to get you through your Red Sea. And he wants to drown our enemies. That's right. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had received the spies in peace. That's right. So Rahab lived, and she becomes a descendant of Jesus. And what more should I pray and say? For time would fall me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Now let me just tell you, this is what's the author trying to say? Your faith is what's going to save you by grace. Your faith is going to save you. Do not go back to the temple. Take your eyes and put the eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our salvation. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. These are the heroes of faith. And the author to the Hebrews saying, you've got to have faith to continue with Jesus. Do not go back to the temple. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised. What was promised? Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ. Since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Apart from us, we who have accepted and given our life to Jesus, who is the Christ, who is the Messiah. Chapter 12. Therefore, as I said yesterday, when there's a therefore, you've got to see what it's there for. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, that all these people that I've just told you about, who lived by faith, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. This race is the race that our eyes are fixed upon Jesus, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Yes, Jesus is the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, what joy? You and I are the joy that was set before him, that we would enter heaven because of his sacrifice and because of his resurrection. The joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and was taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him, Jesus, who endured such hostility against himself from sinners. Why did he do it? So that we would have a homeland, so that we may not grow weary or lose heart. Consider Jesus. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. In other words, continue in faith, keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. Do not go back to the temple. And you have forgotten the exhortation that addressed you as children. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when you are punished by him. What is the discipline of the Lord? That is that we are experienced torture from other people, that persecution. For the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. Persecution is the discipline, and chastises every child whom he accepts. He's telling the Hebrew people, endure the persecution that's set before you. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Let that persecution be your discipline. It's okay. You're going to enter into a heavenly homeland. God is treating you as children. For what child is there whom a parent does not discipline? If you do not have that discipline in which all children share, then you are illegitimate and not his children. I'm telling you, we are called to endure persecution. We are called to endure persecution. And you know what? Today, in the readings at Mass, with Silas and Paul in jail at 12 o'clock midnight, singing praises to God, that's what we are called to do. We are called to praise the Lord in the midst of persecution. Is it difficult? Yes, it is. But there, Paul and Silas were worshiping God, and what happened? Their chains were broken. And what else happened? The jailer wanted to kill himself, but Paul said, "We didn't move. We're still here." And the jailer said, "What must I do to be saved?" And Paul said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and be baptized in for the forgiveness of your sins, and repent. Moreover, we had human parents to discipline us, and we respected them. Should we not be even more willing to be subject to the Father of spirits and live?" Again, this persecution is the discipline. And I'm going to tell you, we have not yet been persecuted in America as the Church of Jesus Christ, as the people of God. Okay, we'll finish that tomorrow. Let me just tell you the things that the book of Hebrews is telling us. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Even when you are persecuted, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. That all the people who surround us, who live by faith, did not receive the promise that we receive, and that promise was the person of Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. They did not receive that promise that is Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do not go back to the temple. You have been washed clean by the sprinkled blood of Jesus Christ. You have been washed clean by the Passover blood of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? Do you have faith that is the substance of things hoped for? Do you have faith that God's going to get you through today and help you walk through your Red Sea? Do you have faith? This is what it's all about. Faith through persecution. Faith through our problems. Yes, we all got problems. If you're living today on the earth, you've got problems. You say, "But you don't know what mine are." You are to walk in faith through those problems, believing that God is going to do something wonderful because of Jesus Christ, who spoke the world into existence. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now
and at the hour of our death. Amen. When we say Mother of God, we are saying that Jesus is God. She's not the mother of the Father. She's the mother of the Son, who is God. I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Last week, we got $2,000 in the mail. I need more, like $4,000 each week. Please, if these broadcasts are a blessing to you, please help us. Go and leave money on PayPal, www.inseason.net, and go to PayPal to leave a gift. We need your gifts in order to stay on the radio. We cannot stay on the radio if we do not pay for radio time. And I'm telling you, if you want to write to me, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We are to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who flung open the doors of heaven by his death, burial, and resurrection. I tell you, those doors flung open through his death, burial, and resurrection. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.